Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
glasses, maybe more. Hey. And tonight I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out. Yeah. He knew which is that shall knock me down.
Hey, come on, come on.
But I'm suspended after all I've been through.
Yeah.
I survived it all and it's because of you.
Yeah. found in you. You're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over.
Back over my life,
thank you.
And all the times you brought me through,
thank you.
I just want to say, Father, thank you.
When I was lonely and needed someone to hold me, you were beside me. When my nights got cold and lonely, oh, you never let me down. When all I count on you, take me through. I'm telling you that you are the reason I'm alive.
When I think about your grace, and I finally see
let me hear you say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
La.
Thank you.
La, la.
Thank you.
La, la.
If you want to
be
when my nights are cold and lonely, whoa,
you never let me down when
no one else
could be found. I always count on you to save me through. I'm telling you, you're the reason, Jesus, I'm alive and breathing.
Hallelujah.
For me, you gave your love, and now my life, it has new meaning.
Listen.
Because of your grace,
I can see your face.
Everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song. Y'all gotta come on, say my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah.
say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah,
all of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. You're listening to the Shine Lord Radio with Kia D right here on We Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. It's Kia D tonight, your girl. I want to give you this little message, this little nugget that stuck with me. And it says, God takes your problems and makes his. What is grace? That's when God gives you what you deserve. Grace is when God says, I'm going to take your problems and make it my problem. Grace is God's riches given to you at Christ's expense. The Bible says God saved you by his grace when you believe, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward. for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Ephesians 2:8-9, the New Living Translation, second edition. In other words, you can't earn your way to heaven. You can't work your way in. It's just a gift. I know I don't look like it today, but for 3 years, I was a lifeguard. Every lifeguard knows you can't save people as long as they're trying to save themselves. If somebody is drowning or flailing around in a panic, a lifeguard knows just to stay back for a few seconds and wait until that person gives up. Because if you try to save them while they're trying to save themselves, they will pull you under too. When they finally give up, they relax. Put your arms around them and say, just swim back to shore. It's really quite easy. God wants to save you. Jesus Christ wants to save you from your hurts, from your habits, and from your hang-ups. He wants to save you for his purpose and by his grace. But you've got to quit trying to do it yourself. You've got to relax. You need to let go and let God be God. That is one of the good messages it actually came through on my Facebook as a memory. I do remember posting this a while back, and it's still true today. So in order for us to get what we need to let go and let God have his way with us, and things will be okay. But if we try to do it ourselves, guess what? We always going to fail. Nothing is possible without God. So with that note, here is Let Go by Dwayne Woods right here on your one listening station, We Talk Radio.
Let go sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go. And let God. Let go. And let God. Oh, let go. And let God. He's the only one with the answer. Just let God.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. You're listening to the Shine Lord Radio with Kia D right here on We Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. And I have another note for you. Spiritual maturity is never an end in itself. We are commanded to serve God. Jesus was unmistakable. Your attitude must be like my own. For I, the Messiah, did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give my life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. For Christians, service is not something to be tacked on to our schedule if we can spare time. It is the part of the Christian's life. Jesus came to serve and to give. And those two verbs should define our life on earth too. Jesus taught that spiritual maturity is never an end in itself. Maturity is for ministry. We grow up in order to get out. It is not enough to keep learning more and more. We must act on what we know and practice what we claim to believe. Impression without expression causes depression. I'm going to say that one more time. Impression without expression causes depression. Study without service to spiritual stagnation. The old comparison between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea is still true. Galilee is a lake full of life because it takes water, but it also gives it out. In contrast, nothing lives in the Dead Sea because with no outflow, the lake has stagnated. The last thing many believers need is to go to another Bible study. They already far more than they are putting into practice. What they need is serving experiences in which they can exercise their spiritual muscles. Serving is the opposite of our natural inclination. Most of the times, we're more interested in service than service. We say, I'm looking for a church that meets my needs and bless me, not I'm looking for a place to serve and be blessed. We expect others to serve us, not vice versa. But as we mature in Christ, the focus of our lives should increasingly shift to living a life of service. The mature follower of Jesus stops asking, who's going to meet my needs? And starts asking, who's needs and I? I'm dropping some news on y'all this Sunday. I hope you are enjoying it. Yes, Lord. Yes. We have is Intentional by Travis Green. Your number one listener.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick.
Intentional, never prevailing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
She's intentional.
Hey,
and he's never failing. All things are working
for my good.
She's intentional.
Radio. You're listening to the Shine Lord Radio with Kia D right here on We Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Once again, it's Hollywood. So, my last nugget for the night, for the evening. God is for you. No one will change your whole perspective on life. You will stop thinking of God as someone one looking from heaven, ready to yeah, God anytime you mess up. God is for your success in life. He created you for a purpose. He wants you to succeed. It is God, your creator, who will measure your success in life and no one else. This is extremely good news. It means you don't need to be afraid of God because God is for you. Yet some people are so afraid of God, they get nervous just talking about him. Do you know why? They feel guilty and then they start thinking, if I get close to God, he's going to lecture me. He's going to remind me of all the things I've done wrong, and then I'll feel even worse. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus said, I did not come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Jesus was saying, I didn't come to scold you. I came to save you. And if God is for us, who could be against us? No one. Jesus came to save us, not to scare us. That's why when the angel was telling the shepherds about the birth of Jesus, the first thing he said is, quote, do not be afraid. In fact, when God sends a message to people in the Bible, it's not unusual for the first words to be, quote, do not be afraid. There are 365 messages from God in the Bible that begins with a phrase like, fear not. In other words, every single day of the year, you can read a message from God that says, in effect, you do not need to be afraid. I am for you. I am with you. I love you. God is for you. So, that being said, you have to go out into the world and go serve and tell. Do not be afraid to talk about God. Do not be afraid to give your testimony. Do not be afraid. You know, it's like every mountain that you come through, go through, guess who's bringing you through? It's not yourself. It's not your mother, father, neighbor, brother, sister, whoever. The person that's bringing you through that situation, that storm, through that mountain, is God. So, right now, we're going to listen to Kurt Carr for Every Mountain. And I hope you enjoyed my three nuggets for the night. And I might have some more for you later on this week or in the weeks to come. But you're listening to the number one listening station, which is Talk Radio, right here in D-Town. That's where I'm at. Have a good night.
And so many open doors I've run to my feet. I know within today. That's why and for this I give you praise. Awaken me up this morning,
Lord, I pray.
right, all right, all right. I told y'all that was the last one, but I have one more. One good one that we all need to take heed. God's goal for you is character, not comfort. Many religions and New Age philosophies promote the old lie that we are divine or can become gods with a little g. Let me be absolutely clear. You will never be a god big G or even a god little g. That prideful lie is Satan's old temptation. Satan promised Adam and Eve that if they followed his advice, you shall be as gods with a little g. Genesis 3 and 5. This desire to be God shows up every time we try to control our circumstances, our future, and people around us. But as creatures, we will never be the creator. God does not want you to become a little God. He wants you to become godly, taking on his values, attitudes, and character. We are meant to take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life new from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. God's ultimate goal for your life on earth is not comfort, but character development. To grow up spiritually and become like Christ. Becoming like Christ does not mean losing your personality or becoming a mindless clone. God created you, your uniqueness, so he certainly does not want to destroy it. Christ-likeness is all about transforming your character, not your personality. Every time you forget the character is one of God's purposes for your life, you will become frustrated by your circumstances. You'll wonder, why is this happening to me? Why am I having such a difficult time? The answer is that life is supposed to be difficult. It's what enables us to grow. Remember, earth is not heaven. Many Christians misinterpret Jesus' promise of the abundant life, John 10 and 10, to mean perfect health, a comfortable lifestyle, constant happiness, full realization of your dreams, and instant relief from problems through your faith and prayer. In a word, they expect the Christian life to be easy. They expect heaven on earth. This self-absorbed perspective treats God as a genie who simply exists to serve you in your selfish pursuit of personal fulfillment. But God is not your servant. And if you fall for the idea that life is supposed to be easy, either you will become severely disillusioned or you will live in denial of reality. Never forget that life is not about you. You exist for God's purposes, not vice versa. Why should God provide heaven on earth when he's planning the real thing for you in eternity? God gives us our time on earth to build and strengthen our character for heaven. This, my dear y'all, this is the last nugget that I have for you guys, and I really hope that you enjoy the nuggets that I've brought tonight. If you want to hear more, guess what? The number is 563-999-3456. You can hit us anytime. And here is God Believe by Yolanda Adams.
and I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.